HRNradio.com, where positive people and podcasts unite.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to wherever you might be on this beautiful planet of ours, whether you're shoveling snow or sand. Welcome to Chad E. Cooper on the Legendary Lifestyles. You are in for an early Christmas gift today, as I have a powerhouse of a guest on our show today, Nikki Ballou. What I love about him is that we both have worked with some great performers, people like Olympic champions Donovan Bailey, Mark McCoy, three-time ultra-distance Guinness World Record holder Teresa Dugwell. See, like Olympians, Nikki knows that if you don't get it right out of the gate, it's exhausting and draining to win a client or a race. He shares his genius as co-host of a top 10 iTunes podcast, which examines the business aspects of thought leadership, featuring renowned guests such as Seth Godin, BNI founder Dr. Ivan Meisner, Barbara Kilgore of a hit series, you know, Shark Tank, on and on, shows with The Biggest Loser, legendary Tony Hawk, and I could go on and on with astronauts in all kinds of areas. So these and other great guests have really prompted some in the media to call Nikki Ballou the modern-day Napoleon Hill. If you don't know who he is, you got to go out and get Think and Grow Rich. That's a huge compliment. So because he gets to spend hours with the brightest minds in business and thought leadership, we thought we'd bring him in today. He's co-founder of eCircle Academy, which helps coaches and consultants 10x their income while working less. So his vision, and this is where Nikki and I really complement each other and are aligned. His vision is to help others make the difference they were born to make into 10x to 100x their income, thereby allowing them to make the biggest dent that they can make in the universe. Welcome, Nikki Ballou, to Legendary Lifestyles.
Nikki. Chad Cooper, what an intro. I'm excited, I'm pumped, I'm ready to roll.
Well, then let's get it going. So what is all of this eCircle thought leadership? And what I thought I would do today is we have all kinds of awesome guests that really represent creating the legendary life. And I can tell you, you can have all the pieces together, but if you don't have a way to make a compelling, thoughtful, and concise intro to the age-old question, what do you do, or tell me about yourself, it can be exhausting. You may lose your prospect. You may miss an opportunity. And most people are really passionate about what they do, but really suck at how they actually explain it. Would you agree or disagree?
Of course I agree. I mean, when we interviewed Dr. Ivan Meisner, it was one of the things that he really hammered home on, is that it's important to be able to let people know what you do. But even more importantly, Chad, people don't really care what you do as much as they care about what you can do for them. It's important that you let them know what you do for them. It's not so exciting to tell somebody you're an executive coach. But you know what? If you're somebody who helps CEOs of faltering startups turn their businesses around and add an extra $10 million in profitable revenue over the next 12 months, you're one of those CEOs, you're going to really like to hear that.
Yeah, and you made a great point, Nikki, and that is exactly where I was going with this, is people really don't care what you do. They care whether you can actually serve and help them with what they're trying to do. And so when we see the typical corporate person or we see a salesperson, they answer that question in really a way that nobody's taught them how to properly respond. It's like, well, what do you do? Well, what you're asking is, hey, tell me about you and what services you offer so I can put you in a box, and that box is going to tell me, yeah, I need that or I don't. And that's just really a outdated modality. So what is thought leadership, and why should Legendary Lifestyles need to know?
Well, one of my mentors, a fellow out of Australia named Matt Church, said, an expert is someone who knows something. A thought leader is someone who's known for knowing something. So a big part of, there's a lot of people who are good at doing things, who have expertise, but they're not necessarily known for doing them. Thought leadership is really essentially about having incredible value to add and commercializing it at the highest level, right? We've got this thing, Chad, called the five stages of the thought leader's journey. And in these five stages of the thought thought leader's journey. Most people get started off in what we call the newcomer phase, right? In the newcomer phase, they're excited. They're in business for themselves. They want to help people. But here's the challenge with being a newcomer. They don't really know what they're doing. They don't really have expertise that people can discern. And they don't have a solid marketing plan. They don't have a solid sales plan, right? And as a result, 80% of all people who get started off in business on their own get stuck in newcomer phase, or even worse, are forced to go back and take on a job. And they make from nothing to maybe $10,000, $15,000 a year check. Second phase is what we call the unconscious expert. The unconscious expert, someone who's got some expertise and people in the marketplace can discern it. And you know what? That's why they get some clients. So they might make 30, 40, 50, 60, even up to 100K. But their marketing and sales efforts are hit and miss. They have expertise. They can sense they have expertise, but they haven't really honed it. They haven't really nailed it. And the market doesn't really understand what they can do for them. And of the 20% that move on to that phase, only 15%, 3 out of 4 stay stuck in that phase. So we're talking that 95% of all people who start in business never get past being either a newcomer or an unconscious expert and make from zero to a maximum of 100K, although most of them probably go up to no more than 50K a year. The third phase that only 5% get to is the conscious expert. This is a great phase for people, Chad, because they have real expertise, the market gets it, and people are buying. Their marketing and sales efforts are clicking, but they're still trading time for money. So while they're making money, they're trading their time units for it. So they might be making 100K, 200K, 300K even, but they're burning out. And they can't really get past a certain ceiling. And inside, they're feeling, wow, the world thinks I'm this great big success, but I don't feel it myself. I'm going to burn out soon. I can't keep it going. And only 1% ever get out of this phase and make it to the thought leader phase. The thought leader phase is a fabulous phase because here you've arrived. People get your expertise. People are seeking you out. You're no longer trading time for money. In fact, you can work as little as 50 days a year. You can work as much as 300 if you want to. But people in this phase, they're making a half a million, a million, 2 million, 3 million and up. And they are fulfilling their purpose. They're doing what they were meant to do, Chad. And the very last phase, the fifth phase, only 0.01% of people that get started in business get to that phase. And that's the celebrity thought leader. That's when you're like a Tony Robbins or a Gary Vaynerchuk or a Marie Forleo or an Oprah Winfrey or Elon Musk or Steve Jobs. This is where you have an impact and an income in the millions to the hundreds of millions or even the billions. World leaders seek you out. Your expertise is recognized globally. You're making a difference at a global level. It's a powerful phase to be at. And what's incredible is only 0.01% of people get here. When I met this fellow, Matt Church, and his people, they were doing something in Australia where they put over 1,200 people through their program. Fully half were hitting thought leader. That's like 650%. So they're making half a mil to 3 mil. And they were doing it while working whatever time they wanted to work. And of the remaining 600, fully 28% of, so 78% total, were making between 250K to basically 500K. So you're talking 1,200 people. You're talking something in the neighborhood of 835 of them were at least a conscious expert, and 50% of them were at least a thought leader or a celebrity thought leader. Now, this intrigued me. If people can do this reliably, I wanted to make this available and this type of thinking in North America. So we took some of what they've done.
Before you get into the pieces that you've taken, because I want to back up for a second. You said a couple of pieces in here that are really important. And one is the reason why I asked you to be on as a guest today is because those numbers are astronomical. Most people can be passionate. Others can be knowledgeable. But the combination of those and being able to have a compelling message that merges that together. You said, you know, Steve Jobs is one of those celebrity thought leaders. And Steve Jobs said, simple can be harder than complex. You Yep. have to get you have to work hard to get your thinking clean to make it simple. But it's worth it in the end because once you get there, you can move mountains. So if I'm hearing you correctly in this, why is having clarity about your message critical?
Well, that's a great question. Because if you don't have clarity, you're not going to stand out. And if you don't stand out, nobody's, you know, going to have a reason to do business with you. If you're just like everybody else, you're stuck in that sea of sameness. So clarity about your message is super important for that reason.
So if we looked at, I know when I actually went through and reviewed the material, and I'll tell you, if you haven't gone out, I'm just going to throw it out right now. How can they find out about this? Because I absolutely recommend. This is the piece that I have seen so many people with knowledge, so many people with potential, so many people with passion, but without this piece, it's like a major ingredient that is putting their entrepreneurial spirit at risk. So where can they go, Nikki, if they want to find out, really dig in deeper?
Sure. Well, they can go to our website, ecircleacademy.com. We also have a podcast, thethoughtleaderrevolution.com, and there's a link on the thoughtleaderrevolution.com podcast where they can actually get a book called The Thought Leader Practice, and we'll ship it to them for free. They don't even need to pay for shipping or give us a credit card number, and it will give them everything they need to know about exactly how all this works.
Okay, so ecircleacademy.com or Thought Leaders Practice.
Thethoughtleaderrevolution.com.
TheThoughtLeaderRevolution.com. And let's circle back. So you took this creation by Matt Church in Australia. And let me tell you, I love the Australians. Not just for their accent, but because of their creation of things like this. You brought it back to Canada because you're up in Toronto.
That's
so
right.
What did you guys do from there that made it unique, that's allowed you guys to really transform lives and allow people who are looking for legendary standards, and that is their own standards, how are you guys able to morph this into to help people at some incredible numbers?
Well, on our end, you know some of the other folks we've worked with, you know Mark Von Muser, and Mark's really brought a sense of service and heart-based authentic selling to what we do. And if you combine what we learned from Matt and what we've learned from Mark, and you put it together, and you bring in a little bit of my partner Michael Palmer's genius in audience building, and you bring in a little bit of my genius in enrollment and rapport and getting people to really be interested and excited about something real that could make a difference for them, all of that has amalgamated itself into an extremely powerful program where we teach people the principles of thought leadership. We teach them the principles of audience building. We teach them the principles of heart-based selling. We show them how to be accountable at the highest levels and promote and build great rapport with people. And it's resulting in some amazing, amazing numbers.
So let's get down to some brass tacks, some real niche details, because creating a niche message is really one of the success characteristics to what you guys offer. And
that's right.
I can tell you, most people who have knowledge and passion still stay at this level of generalization when they're trying to enroll people. Who can you help? Well, I can help anybody. Or, I'm in the health fitness, or I'm a life coach, or, whatever it is, I'm in sales. But it's so generalized, why is it critical? I mean, this is the part that when I was up there, that I was blown away about two pieces. One is just the importance of going niche, and the second is to understand their pain, the known unspoken, which gets past that surface level where we're all talking about, the same pain. But why is it really important to get into a niche message?
Well, like I was saying before, if you don't have a message that really attracts, a message that speaks to a person's problem, and that's a problem that needs to be at a level of what our mutual friend Mark calls a bleeding neck. It's got to be a level 9 or level 10 problem. No one's going to be motivated to buy. You know, Chad, you say this, right? People buy emotionally, and they justify
support it with logic. Support it with logic.
Yeah.
People buy on emotion and support it with logic.
Support it with logic, right? So basically, if you don't have a powerful message that hits people in an emotional level, they're not going to buy. And if they're not going to buy, then you're more or less going to be stuck in that newcomer to unconscious expert stage, because you're not going to understand what makes people say, yes, I have to have what you have to offer. And your business is either going to just limp along and flounder along, or it's going to get to a stage where you're going to be forced to abandon your dream and go back to doing what you hated, which is working in a job. Not that there's anything wrong with working a job. However, if you're somebody who's all about making a difference for people and you have something in your heart, then you're not the kind of person who wants to be in a job. Right?
Yeah, I mean, it's critical to differentiate. Most people have a job. Some privileged people can have a career. But a legendary lifestyle is about being able to serve your calling and be able to create an income in the process. Since he's Canadian, I'm going to use process, not process.
Nice.
So I love to pick on him for all of these Queen's English things, and why not today as well. So let's use an example of, as you point out in the system, there's really getting leverage. Getting people to buy on emotion is about getting past the known spoken. So let's use, I don't know, you have a topic, fitness, money, what's a good example
let's
here
talk
where we
about,
go through?
Listen, let's talk about selling, because that's something every thought leader needs to do.
Selling. Great.
Yeah.
So what are some known spoken pain points about that?
Those
are things
selling.
That a lot of people will throw these things out where other people are like, oh, yeah, man, I feel that too.
I hate making cold calls. I hate selling.
Yep.
I don't want people to think I'm trying to sell them something. I don't want to sell something. I don't want to bother people. Salespeople are sleazy. You know, all kinds of things like that are what people
yeah.
say.
So these are the common things that people throw out, and in reality, it's an excuse for them not to commit to something, as well as is their initial attempt to go after really what they're trying to do, and that is build rapport. I get it. I understand you. I don't like sales either. But it really doesn't resonate on the emotional scale more than maybe like a 2 or 3 out of 10. So this is one of the things that I've seen. When you're going for a niche, it means that you have to get massive leverage to really understand what's the pain, what's going on inside their head that this person thinks that they're masterfully hiding from everybody else in the world. And that's getting into what's the next step, and that's called what? Known unspoken.
That's right. And the known unspoken, Chad, and this comes from a methodology that Matt created called the Green Sheet. That's all about things that you don't want anyone to know about you. So in the world of selling, it can be something like, I have imposter syndrome. If people only knew, they'd never buy anything from me. Or I suck at selling. I'm terrible at it. I don't know how to sell. I'm afraid of selling. I'm afraid that people are going to reject me. Those are the kinds of things that the known unspoken are comprised of. These are things that people think, but they don't want to speak out loud because it's nasty. It's going to look bad.
Yeah, the things of, I know my product or I know what I'm doing really well, but I'm afraid I really can't financially support myself even though it looks like I do. So I have to come off as this like strong, confident salesperson. Or, you know, I'm afraid of what my future may be because this is not something that I understand. And, you know, in sales, we also have that in marketing, right? I shouldn't have to market. I shouldn't have to do sales. And so we go into this place of fear, and that's the stuff that people don't want you to know is really going inside our heads. And I've had the privilege of working with billionaires, with professional athletes, with Olympians. And so we're going to take a break, and now we're getting into the piece that's really what you guys do to help people lean into that fear and overcome that and be able to really connect with people to say, oh, my gosh, he gets me. This guy actually or this girl really cares, and I think they can help me. So we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be right back with Nikki Blue and Chad Cooper on Legendary Lifestyles and hear more about how to achieve a legendary lifestyle on your terms.
Uplifting Talk, HealthyLife.net.
And we're back on Legendary Lifestyles. I'm your host, Chad E. Cooper. My guest today is Nikki Blue, master of creating thought leaders and raising the bar of greatness and living life fully. So, Nikki, let's get back to our conversation on creating that leverage, really getting into the people that I work with. You know, legendary life is about living to your high standards, not society's. And when you set the bar to a high standard, it usually means that you're also bringing a passion, right? You're not having a job. You're not serving a career. You're serving your calling. And when that happens, we really owe it to the people we want to work with to say, I get it. You know, I'm not going to crawl down in that mud hole with you, because if that happens, we're both in trouble. And what I am willing to do is give you a ladder. But we have to understand what's in that mud pit. You know, what's that mud consist of? What's the pain these people are really experiencing? And when we do that, when we're able to connect that pain, and it's a niche message, what does that do in terms of the value that we actually generate for somebody who may need our services or our product?
Well, that's a great question. When you're able to connect your message to the pain that somebody has, it's like a savior has arrived for them, somebody who can understand them, understand their problem, and solve it. They may have been praying for someone like you for a long time, and this intersection of being able to have your message tie into solving their pain allows their problem to be solved and allows you to position yourself as a preeminent expert, as someone who's got world-class intellectual property, and therefore you can charge accordingly. So from a business point of view, it works really well because you can charge what you should be charging, what you deserve to be getting paid, and it works really well for the clients because they get to have their problem solved.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask, I mean, because I know where your passion is in addition to this, and that is being a super dad in your role to your children. And you've taken that, you know, helping men who have gone through divorce, how they can rise up and continue to be that level of presence, that present man with their children. And so if we look at that, the surface pieces of that are pretty well known out there. They've been around for decades. But what goes on in a divorced dad with children's mind? What's the stuff that these guys that are out there in pain can connect it to? Because what that does is first allows us to really say he gets it. You're creating massive rapport. But then we have to go into helping them understand the next level of that is what they don't know that they don't know. So it's one thing to say, I get you. But it's another then to say, but let me tell you what you don't know. Here's the unknown. So can you give us some examples in this area as you're building really some resources for men going through this themselves?
Sure. Well, actually, the folks I help are recently separated fathers whose wives have left them. So they probably haven't gone through divorce yet, but it looks like they're heading that way. The stats there are really rough. So one way I show
a very specific niche, by the way.
Yeah, it is a very specific niche. Absolutely. So what I do that helps them get that I get what they're going through is I say, look, 75% of the cases, wives leave their husbands in divorce, right? And that's really, really very important. Secondly, what I do is I tell them, look, what's happening for you right now is you're probably feeling very angry with her. You're feeling like, how could she do this to me, to us, to our family? And it feels really, really terrible. And that's another thing that they get viscerally and immediately. And then I get to them, the most important thing that you got to get right now is that you're in a tough situation. You're in a divorce situation. But you need to get that it's important for you to keep it together for your kids and, frankly, even for your ex, because she's still the most important person in their lives. And if you go and you hammer her, then she's going to be in a really, really rough spot, right? And the rough spot she's going to be in is that she's going to take all this angst that she has that you've dumped onto her, and it's going to affect your kids. And men immediately get that. So they go, wow, this guy gets it. And the thing that I'm going to help them understand is I develop a model to show them this is where you are. You've just been hit. You've been hammered. And there's a way through this hell. There's a path to get you on the other side feeling strong. So I'll help you get through the pain of being separated and possibly going through divorce in weeks or months rather than years, decades, or never. And I'm going to help you be powerful enough that you can either put the family back together, put your marriage back together if that's in the cards, or if not, you're not going to lose your divorce. You're going to win, you're not going to lose your integrity, you're not going to lose your wallet, and your kids are going to end up being fine. And let me tell you, that's a message that men get. And in their head, I go, here's what you need to get. You're in control. You have the power. You're not a victim. And a lot of men don't even know they're thinking that they're her victim, but they are. They're angry with her, and they've given her all the power in this situation. And I help them get that power back, get that it's not the end of the world, and they can come out of this better and stronger than ever.
Wow, there's so much in there that is so juicy and delicious, but you know, this is an area of niche. So we've been talking on Legendary Lifestyles. Our guest is Nikki Ballew. You can check out more. If you have a message, you know that you've got something that is worth other people saying, I need it, but you're not sure how to articulate it. You're not sure how to win clients and be able to win big. Go check out eCircle Academy and look up what they have to offer, because what an important area that so many people just stay at the surface of that victimization, right? That's that known spoken of, well, so she's a so-and-so, and that surface is, what's it going to cost me? But when we really get down to it, it's, what's it going to cost these kids? And why you can't afford to be a victim in this? Why that's really not something that's going to help you get to the other side? And so you've gone into their hearts and said, by the way, if you choose to be a victim, if you choose to go down this path, here's the things you don't know that it's really going to cost you. But it's going to cost your children. And that's a message that if you're in that situation, you should reach out to Nikki. If you're looking how to strengthen and have a rock-solid connection with anyone that could use your services, you need to go check out and learn more about it. Now, once you have these pieces, we're going to take a commercial break, because there's also a responsibility here about protecting your information. And that's really kind of being a thought leader means you also have some expertise that you're known for. You got to protect this. And we're talking at a break of the critical need for that and how to do that. So, Nikki, let's take a quick commercial break and come back on intellectual property protection. Sound good? All right, we'll be back.
Environmentally sound for your mind. HRNradio.com.
Welcome back to Legendary Lifestyles. You're listening to Chad E. Cooper and my guest, Nikki Ballew of eCircle Academy. You know, one of the things that I love about Nikki is that he's Canadian. And, you know, I'm actually just realized my mother is Canadian, who's now an American citizen, and proud to be of both. But I think that makes me a first descendant, if I'm not, or first something or other, if I'm not mistaken. And so, you know, there's a place in my heart for the Canadians up there, and I miss the snow these days. So, little squirrel moment. We'll get back on track with what we're talking about here. And that
snowy
is
heavens today, brother. That's all. I'll tell you that right now.
Is that right?
Oh yeah.
Well, I got sunshine and palm trees, but I'm heading up to some snow here soon. So let's talk about the avalanche of what it can cost you if you don't protect your intellectual property. First of all, what is intellectual property? And second, why is it important to protect it, Nikki?
Well, intellectual property really is your unique genius and expertise that you put out there to help solve problems for people in your niche. And it's important that you protect it. It's important that you have it, first of all, because it's how you're going to stand out. And it's how people are going to go, wow, this guy, this gal, they get it. They've got something that I want to consume. It's important for you to protect it, because if you don't protect it, then someone else, unscrupulous, could come and pass it off as their own. And that could prevent you from being able to commercialize what you've created. So first you got to create it, then you got to protect it. Well, it's relatively straightforward and easy to protect. I don't pretend to be a lawyer, but I've spoken to some IP lawyers, and it's a very straightforward thing to do. And if you've got really important IP, definitely make sure that you research this and talk to a good IP lawyer. But for most folks, simply putting a trademark on what you have is important, and continuing to innovate is a good way to protect your intellectual property.
Yes. So we'll go through. Let me give us, some people may say, look, I'm not in a financial position, and I'm trying to pivot from being an employee to being an employer or solopreneur or entrepreneur, whatever flavor that may be. And maybe you're on a budget. Well, you can do what's called the musician's copyright protection. And that is this: take your knowledge, take your unique formula, print it off, sign it, date it, then put it into an envelope and mail it back to yourself. Do not open it. And what that will do is it shows by the date stamp on the envelope that you made claim to this specific knowledge at this date and time. And then when you can afford to trademark it, you can go back and say, hey, I've got evidence that I've had this for this amount of time. That's what a lot of musicians will do because they aren't financially abundant typically when they first start out. The other things you can do is you can go out in the United States and you can actually submit online for yourself. It's like $225 to trademark something. You don't need an attorney. You can hire one, but frankly, you can navigate through that. And I hold several trademarks to protect that. And let me tell you, this is the value of what you get at eCircle Academy. And I can tell you that this, what seemingly may seem like a small piece, can make a huge difference. Why would you want somebody else stealing your knowledge that may just have a salesman's heart or salesman's mind rather than a servant's heart and not delivering it with really the same expertise, thought leadership, or intention to your audience? And second is why would you let somebody else take that revenue when it rightfully belongs to you? See,
well said. Well said, Jim.
Yeah, and I believe if you want to help people, you can't do it when you're poor. You may be a spiritual being in a material world, and there's a responsibility to learn how to align with and embrace and love what money can do for you. So, yeah, I don't believe that money is you know, the thing to pursue. But let's be honest. It takes money for you to be able to pursue the things that you love. And so if you love to do charity work, guess what? You got to be able to still pay the bills. And so protecting that intellectual property is really vitally important. And these are the nuances that can keep you down at those small levels. This is the kind of stuff that Nikki helps you understand in order to be able to catapult yourself to those higher revenue streams, to be that thought leader that then you can command whatever you want for your expertise. But without it, you're going to continue to flounder. So I wanted to just kind of touch a little bit on that, but you also talk about that niche really needs to be in an ideal target market. Can you have a passion? Can you be clear on the message, but actually not know who your market is? Have you seen, witnessed that?
Not really. No, you can't. Because if you've got a message and it doesn't help anybody, you don't have a business. There's a lot of people out there who are passionate about a cause, and I think that's wonderful. But this is a commercial conversation. We're having a business discussion. You need to have a group of people that have that bleeding neck, and you need to have your message be one that helps solve the problem of that bleeding neck. If you don't have that, you don't have a business.
I like it. I don't have anything else to add to that. That's just like, boom, right there. That's like a mic drop, I think. That works.
Yeah.
So that bleeding message is really about what lights you up, is what I hear you saying. Is this something that you're just doing because you're accepting the money, which you always end up paying, or is it something that you really are lit up? This is something you get to do.
Well, it's important to be lit up about things. I mean, you don't want to do something you hate or you have absolutely no interest in. It's also important to understand that you need to balance that with commercialization. And if you've got something you lit up about, but nobody's willing to pay you for it, that's not good. Right? And it's really important you understand that. Far too many people, especially people in that newcomer phase, are lit up about something, but nobody wants to buy. That's a problem.
So let's talk about that elephant that's in the room. Something that I'm rather bothered by these days, and something that you talk about as well, and that is why you should never call yourself a coach.
Mm.
something. Well, if you have this passion, you have this knowledge. I swear, Nikki, it feels like everybody just throws a label. I'm a coach, and there's a huge difference between a certified, a licensed, you know, like a professional life coach, and somebody who just is knowledgeable in an area. But you make a big point about why you should never call yourself a coach. Tell me about that.
Because it puts you in a box. You know, you were talking earlier in the show about how people ask you what you do because they want to put you in a box and determine whether or not they're going to need to work with you. And if you call yourself a coach, you're doing the work for them. They're going to go, oh, that guy's a coach. That guy's a coach. And if they don't need a coach, quote unquote, then you know what? You don't have an opportunity to do business with them. But if you're somebody who, as an example, helps entrepreneurs of startup companies that have floundered and failed add $10 million to their business in the next 12 months, you know what? You can do that in a variety of ways. You don't just need to be a coach, right? You can offer them that value through maybe a speaking engagement. You can offer that to them through writing a book. You can offer that to them through an ongoing mastermind program. There's lots of ways for you to leverage that, you know. And it's important that you don't put yourself in a box because you'll limit what you can make. And if you're just a coach, most people think of a coach as someone who just delivers one-on-one coaching, quote-unquote. Well, that's a limited way of making money, too. I mean, if you work with people only one-on-one, it's difficult to scale your business to make the money you deserve. But if you can deliver what you do through one-on-one coaching or through group training and facilitation or through a group coaching program or by doing keynote talk, if you can do all of that, and as a thought leader you can, then you can take that X amount of income you were making from being a coach and turn it into 10X just simply by leverage.
And I think that's circling back to really what eCircle Academy is about, is getting yourself out of the rut of trading time for money. Generalists do that. And moving from being an expert in something to being the person known as the expert in something, which is a thought leader, is what allows you to actually step away from that trading time for money and being able to serve people at such a higher level. But I'm afraid
Absolutely.
That we have a hard time doing that without going into the area that usually is about our biggest failures and what we learn from it. That's usually where some of the greatest compelling stories and value come from in serving others. So I want to take a commercial break. And I want to come back and have you share your biggest failure. What did you learn from it, and why is that important as part of your story in serving others? So you're listening to Legendary Lifestyles with Chad E. Cooper and our guest, Nikki Ballew. We're going to come back and talk about the pain body awakens.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Legendary Lifestyles with your host, Chad E. Cooper, our guest, Nikki Ballew of Thought Leaders Revolution Podcast and eCircle Academy. Go out there, check them out. I guarantee they can transform your message and get you a 10X minimum return up to 100X. And I'm telling you, if people can make claims, these guys can deliver. If you're committed to doing the work, they'll get you the distinctions. As part of those distinctions, we were talking in there about why it's important to be willing to share your biggest failure and what you learned from it, and that also would say also your biggest success. So where does that play into the value or the story that you're getting people to understand that you can serve them? Why is that even necessary, Nikki?
Well, people today are desperate for authenticity and transparency, Chad. And
Wait, you're saying that Americans aren't authentic and transparent? I'm shocked.
Not at all. Not at all. And it's not just about Americans, trust me. I love America, and I love Americans. You know, my heart is American. You know, I live in Canada, and I'm a Canadian citizen, and all that good stuff, for a lot of reasons. But
But the reality is the world walks around with a defense and a shield of armor up most of the time, don't they?
They do. They do. And you know what? They're at a stage where, I mean, look at the last presidential election, and this is not a political discussion or political show, okay? But the two people that had the most response from the electorate, which two cranky old guys from New York, Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump, and that's because they told the freaking truth. Even when they were lying, they were like, you knew they were lying, and they were just like, no big deal. You know, I remember Donald Trump was being interviewed once, and he said, you know, I got started in my career with a small $1 million loan from my dad. And one of the interviewers said, hey, man, you know what, $1 million is not a small loan, especially back then, and most people don't get to get started in business with $1 million loan from their dad. And, you know, Trump didn't try to defend what he said. He just sat back and said, yeah, I guess you're right. You know, and I sat there flabbergasted. Because could you imagine George Bush or Barack Obama or Bill Clinton with that question being thrown at them? They, you know, nothing against those men, but they would have been typical politician about it all, right?
And well, so let's use that as an example, because I was an elected official for nearly a decade in a city in Michigan. And there was a point where we had a vote, and between the first and the second hearing, because there were multiple hearings for the vote, I learned new information. And let me tell you, it takes guts to stand in front of people that may judge you, or likely to, people who you mean well and want to serve, but to say, hey, I've got some new information since, and I screwed up. I'm changing my vote. For a person to stand in front of national TV and say, yeah, baby, you know what? You're right. It takes courage. But the result of that is that my constituents, I had a couple of them come up and said, you know, you lost my vote because of where you're going. But when you came back and said, hey, I've got new information, and I'm actually changing my vote, that's unheard of. And they said, in their words, the balls that it took for you to do that, the courage that you had to muster to stand in front of people and be judged but do the right thing, told us that you don't come in with an ego. And that's what endears people, is when you're willing to stand there and take your armor off and say, here I am, all of me.
Yeah.
That saying, I'm taking my ego off and I'm here to serve you, not sell you. And that is the true, way overused win-win scenario.
It is. And if you're not willing to share your biggest failure, I mean, how the heck can people relate to you or trust you, you know? And I learned this.
But it's also important in that, Nikki, that you choose wisely. Do not share being vulnerable on something you're still going through. People get freaked out if you haven't made it to the other side because they're like, man, I'm believing in you. What? What, you haven't made it to the other side? Well, maybe he isn't somebody I want to follow, or she isn't somebody I can trust.
They're not going to follow you if you haven't figured it out. But the most effective health and fitness coaches are people who were once fat. You know?
Yeah.
If you've never been
fat,
customers who come to you who are fat can't relate to you, and they don't think you can relate to them. And you know, one of the reasons that I am so passionate about helping separated fathers is because that's my story. That's who I've been. I screwed up. You know, I put my relationship in a place where my wife, my then wife, decided, hey, I don't want to be with this man anymore. And I had to come to terms with that. And I blamed her for a long time. It took me a long time to not be a victim about it, but I did. Finally come out of that stage. And what I...
And turn that failure into one of your biggest successes as well.
I did. What I realized is that when I gave up making her the bad guy, that was a combination of guy and gal, the bad guy, then everything changed. Our relationship today is better than it's been since we first started courting. And we work together to make sure our boys... have a magnificent future. And as a result of this, giving up pain and hatred toward her, I was able to attract a wonderful woman into my life. So, you know, I'm engaged to be married to a great woman right now, a woman that she and I are probably way more compatible than me and my ex-wife ever were. And I'm able to serve.
Well, I want to say congratulations on that. And I also want to make sure that you're hearing, as Nikki is willing to go in there, he also used that in not being a victim and living in the effect of other people, that he chose to move into cause. That is his victory. And I believe every single person has it within them to be a thought leader. So we've got 1 minute, Nikki, and I'd love for you to ask the audience, you know, there's five questions to determine where you're at in your thought leadership journey. Do we have 1 minute that we can cover it sufficiently?
Absolutely. So I'll just rapid fire. Do you have world-class IP? Do you have a message that attracts? Do you have a specific target niche? Are you preeminent in your field? Are you able to leverage and scale your business through your IP and expertise? You can answer these questions affirmatively. You're already well on your way to being a great thought leader. If you can't, if the answer to one or more is no, then you've got some work to do, and be happy to be of assistance to you in that regard.
So if you're passionate and you say, yes, I have pieces of that and I need help figuring out how to bring it all together, that's what Nikki Ballou in eCircle Academy does. Go check out some of their podcasts where they talk about that message with other great, great thought leaders out there at the Thought Leader Revolution, his podcast. Check out eCircle Academy. And in the meantime, before I forget, have an incredible, don't just go through the motions this year. Don't just spend time with the family. I'm inviting you to have a legendary holiday this season. In my specific religion, that's Merry Christmas to everyone. If it is Hanukkah, if it is Kwanzaa, whatever that may be, make it legendary. Don't just go through the motions. Don't allow your expertise to go through the motions either. Make it a thought leader's journey. And with that, Nikki Ballou, thank you for joining Chad E. Cooper in Legendary Lifestyles. We'll catch you on the next episode.